أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us on the moment when Ya'juj and Ma'juj will emerge into the world and they will destroy this wall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the scene for us that they will be surging and falling one over the other as they will come into the dunya because of the large numbers in which they will come. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the blowing of the trumpet. Allah azza wa jal spoke of how Jahannam will be brought fully exposed for the disbelievers. In the next ayah number 104 of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ Shall I inform you, shall I tell you, بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالَ Those who are the biggest losers. Shall I tell you of the biggest losers in respect of their deeds? So we are speaking of a category of people who perform a lot of good deeds. They do a lot of good deeds. But that good deeds will be of no benefit to them in the Akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are the biggest losers. Because there's so much effort that they have made to carry out those deeds, and so much time was spent, and so much energy was spent, that they will not benefit at all from it. Who are they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ Those are the ones, ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Their effort has gone to vain. Their effort has gone to waste in this worldly life. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا And they think that they are doing well. That's the worst part. They're living in this deception. They are living in this misconception. They think that they are doing well. We are doing well. That's the worst type of feeling. That you thought you have done so much and you have put in so much effort and you have made so much good deeds. You have accumulated, and when you realize that it was all worth nothing, can you imagine how the person will feel and the level of regret and remorse he will experience? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ Those are the ones who disbelieve in the verses of their Rabb. So because they lacked the very first condition that is required for the acceptance of deeds in Akhirah, and for the deeds to prove to be of benefit in Akhirah, they did not possess the prerequisite for that. And that is Iman. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says their good deeds will be of absolutely no benefit to them in Akhirah. Nothing whatsoever. No matter how much good they do in this world, it will benefit them in this world. But in Akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it will be of no benefit whatsoever. To understand this, we can take perhaps a simple example. You have a person who is illegally living in a country. He's living in a country illegally. But he's a wonderful man. And he does so much good. And he contributes towards the economy as well. But the condition that he needs in order for him to remain in that country is not doing good deeds. That is not the condition. If you perform well in our country, you get to stay. No, you need a valid permit. You need valid paperwork. Then that is the condition for you to remain in that country. So no matter how much good you do, they're still going to deport you. And they are going to ask you to leave. No matter how much good you have done. So that's a similar situation with this person. On the day of Qiyamah, he will come with all these good deeds, but the prerequisite, the permit, he did not possess. And that was Iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ Those are the ones who have disbelieved in the verses of their Rabb wa liqa'ihi, and they disbelieved in their meeting with their Rabb. They never believed really that they are going to meet Allah and that they are going to experience afterlife. فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ Allah says, all the a'mal will go to waste, will go to vain. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will not assign any weight for them, any weight to them on the day of Qiyamah. Even though they have performed so many good deeds, all of it will equal to nothing on the day of Qiyamah in terms of its weight. ذَلِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ Allah says, that is their reward, Jahannam. بِمَا كَفَرُوا Why? Because they committed kufr. They disbelieved. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَرُسُلِي هُزُوًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they made a mock out of my verses, out of my signs, and they made a mock at my prophets, at the rusul, the messengers that I sent into this world. May Allah grant us the understanding.